This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, 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 hello.
I'm so sorry. For the first time in a long time, I'm eating on the pod.
What are you having there?
Oh, a little squares bar.
Oh, lovely. Very good. Dave ordered from Temu or
Timu? I have no idea. Is it Timu or Temu or Timu?
I feel like it's Timu.
Timu sounds right to me, but we could all be completely wrong. You ordered a few weeks ago. I've been looking at an egg chair, kind of yolk for the sitting room that keeps popping up at me. And I said to Dave, if your stuff arrives and is in good nick, I'm buying the chair.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go through what I've bought.
Yeah.
First. And then hopefully everything is in this.
And it only, actually tell us as well, because today's date, it's the 3rd of September today, and when you ordered it, it didn't take that long.
I don't actually know when I ordered it.
I would say it was like 2 weeks ago max, not even.
So I'm going to click see all. Okay, so I ordered a dash cam. I ordered a mobile phone holder for my car. I ordered the coffee mug that looks like it's a toolbox. I ordered a breathalyzer for the crack. Yeah. I ordered a powerful mini car vacuum. An outdoor speaker and hair clipper beard trimmer for men. So let's see what's actually here. I'm sorry now if this is a bit visual.
No, I want to know.
No, this is more of a stock take, isn't
it? Yeah. And I want to see how powerful the Hoover is.
And I want to do a breathalyze test.
Right, sure. Well, it looks like we got everything. I'm more excited for the cup that looks like a toolbox.
That's my I am excited for that. Okay. I hope you got like something extra as well. I wouldn't be surprised if they just threw something random in as well.
Okay, we start off with an opened beard trimmer.
Okay.
It must have fallen out in the bag.
Just the bubble wrap in the box. Oh my God, are you serious?
We've got a breathalyzer.
Great, okay. Breathalyzer.
Sealed.
There.
Sealed breathalyzer. We have got, I don't even know what this is.
Hoover?
Oh, it's the electronic Hoover.
Oh, can I see that?
From my car.
It's quite small.
Yeah.
I've always been fascinated by them.
I've got a cool T&G speaker.
Oh, that's so funny. It's knockoff JV. Is it JVM?
JVC?
JVC,
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like bright green, orange like them.
Dave, this Hoover's a proper job.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm so intrigued.
Look, you plug it in, you plug power it with your old
with
school cigarette lighter.
Cigarette lighter, that's gas.
Oh, that's, I wanted to test it now.
Sorry, this is so funny.
This is the toolkit.
What
looking.
Is the fucking point in it? I thought it was a toolkit I was buying. It turns out it's a cup.
I think that's purposely made just to deceive people.
Yes, it must be.
It's the shittest looking thing I've ever seen.
This is honestly hilarious. I can't wait to like leave this all out on the office floor just for people to take.
There you go. I think that's great. I really want that Hoover now for the car. It's so handy for crumbs when you're having a jam bun on the road.
Yeah. Here's my car holder thing.
Perfect.
I can't believe they actually... Is there like Timu warehouse? Like
all the boxes are in bits.
What is this HTDV? Oh, this is the dash cam. That's cool. That'll be interesting.
How much did all this cost?
€45.
That's actually incredible.
Isn't it? Like, it's insane.
You got a feckin' dash cam and a Hoover.
Ooh.
Look, this is the fancy razor that fell out of the box.
And I don't know.
It's gold.
Oh,
come on. And it's already powered up.
I won't be turning that on my face now, but I might. Yeah, there's like little bits for it and stuff. This is kind of cool, to be honest.
I want you to use all of it today and decide which is crap and which is good.
Yes. Okay, deal. That's absolute
and
deal.
And donate to actually, I'm not going to say that.
No, I will. I'll donate whatever that I won't use.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I really like that idea.
Yeah, donate what you won't use. And if you really don't like the Hoover, I'll take it.
Okay, deal.
Did you mean donate to us?
Yeah. How many jokes?
Because I want the breathalyzer.
Catch you tomorrow.
Oh yeah, where's the breathalyzer? Did we get
there,
the breathalyzer?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was in the mix.
Can we try out the breathalyzer? Is that a thing we could do?
I think it's better to try when you've had a few drinks just to see.
That's true, actually, yeah.
I don't
drink now.
Not me personally, no.
See you later.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello and good morning. Another Tuesday's rolled around. God, it's chilly.
It is very cold today.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's not.
Ashling, yes it is. It's 8 degrees.
It's cold in this studio.
No, it's 8
it
degrees.
It was 8 degrees in my car.
8 degrees.
I thought it was lovely and mild when I came in this
not
morning.
Not at all. Today was the
Guys,
first...
it's 11.
Oh, wow. Oh, today was the first day I was considering wearing my big jacket.
Let's have a fight.
Let's do it.
I think you're wrong.
You know what you notice though when you're driving in the mornings and the condensation's on the windscreen? That's when you know it's been a while.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you know you also know the temperature when you walk in?
No, I'd say it's more when you're driving.
You can feel it on your skin.
Oh, no,
right.
No.
Right.
No, you wouldn't.
I know what you're joking. Sorry, I'm coming in so argumentative this morning. I had a really bad sleep because I had a sleepover with my cat, Mr. Plops.
What? I thought you already always have a sleepover with your cat.
No, I always got the impression Plops goes home at night.
Plops goes out at night. However, I was kind of struggling to sleep, and then 11 o'clock, Plops came back to the door roaring.
Roaring.
I actually sent a voice note of it from my bed to someone, and you could hear it with door closed and me in the bed. She was screaming. So this cat is owned by a restaurant on the street, but we basically
have adopted her.
We love her.
But never by night. You let her home by night.
Yeah, we let her home at night.
I didn't realise that. I thought she always just stayed in your
room. No. But anyway, last night was special occasion.
So you let her in?
A wet Monday. So I let her in and she slept on the bed for about an hour and a half. And then she started to get the giddies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then zoomies, was she running around?
And then what she does is she lies on the ground and then claws her way all around the circumference of the bed.
Oh my God.
And then I just thought it was time to dump her out.
Cat people will understand, I imagine.
No wonder that restaurant doesn't want her.
Yeah, honestly.
Sounds like it would have been pain in the hole.
Yeah, it does.
That's a wreck then. Hit music
now. Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish and Guess on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. She's officially bid farewell to Brat Summer. Charlie
bye.
XCX.
Bye.
See you later.
See you next year.
Nah, let's have a Brat winter.
Why not?
Do you know what I mean? Why not?
I'm not getting the nips out.
I was about to say no.
I'll get them out.
Big weekend. I told you recently on the show, I'm in a new relationship.
We didn't even plan that.
No, that was beautiful.
Over the weekend, he accompanied me on a trip to Waterford, and in Waterford is my family.
Okay. Oh.
No way.
Now, the thing about this trip was I thought it would be pretty chill because my parents are away, so I knew that they wouldn't be, you know, a part of it.
Okay.
I love bringing a new girlfriend home when the parents are away.
Dave? Free house.
Just works much better, I think.
It's such a way to annoy your parents, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wasn't even there yet. But my sister was there, and obviously her husband's stuff and the kids and all that. So we had a really nice day. But the biggest thing, I suppose, that I noticed in the whole exchange was my niece, Florence, who's used to just having me all to herself, got a bit jealous.
Oh, no.
Did she?
A little bit on the jealous side, yeah. Didn't pay any attention to him at all for about an hour.
She just
kind of ignored his presence completely. And then after a good hour, we were sitting at the back garden. It was a cracking day on Saturday. Do you remember? The weather was stunning everywhere.
Lovely.
We were all sitting outside and finally Florence approaches him and just says, completely deadpan, "Do you like skipping?"
A peace offering, an olive branch, if you will.
I may give this man a chance.
Yeah.
But literally like glaring at him, "Do you like skipping?" And he
it all
said,
rides on this moment.
Yeah, all right. I like skipping. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, Jack. Not. You need to be a little bit more into it. You know?
Yeah.
Fucking love skipping.
It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
I feel like that's the only energy Florence would expect.
Yeah.
No, he played a blinder.
Okay, good.
To the point where she said, "Do you think you want to do skipping with me later?" And he said, "Yeah, sure. Sure. Why not? Whenever, yeah.
I can fit you in for 10 minutes."
Yeah. So we were all walking down then to go for a swim in the sea. And she came back up and said, "Will we do our skipping now?" and he said, "Oh, all right. And I mean, it was like a half a mile from where they live to the sea. And they skipped the whole way.
Oh, stopped, like, actually not skipping rope, but just, like, skipping.
No, just
like,
skipping.
Instead of walking or running, skipping.
They skipped
as
together.
As in the best mode of transport.
The whole way down, and that was it. He was in. It was done. It was over. To the point where it went from her being jealous of me to her wanting nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I was waiting for this.
It went from, "Emma, please, can we go to the playground?" to, "Jack, can we go to the playground?"
She's a little flirt.
So they had a great day. So big tick from Florence, which was a big worry for me. And big tick from Phyllis.
Oh, your granny.
Phyllis
got to meet him the next morning for breakfast. I got a phone call that evening saying, "I'd say he's a very caring guy, is he?" I can just feel it from him. He's very caring. So who cares?
I'd say Phyllis would like him just because he has a pulse.
Thanks be to God.
Dave! For God's sake! You're on Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
I want to let you in on a little Dublin-based secret.
Go on.
That I learned.
It's not a secret if you're going to tell us.
Well, it is until I tell you.
Right.
Should it not be kept?
I'm letting you in on a secret.
Oh, you're letting me in? Okay.
Producer Hebe told me this, and Producer Hebe's English, so when she tells me things about Dublin that I didn't know, I get kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
So I say this must be shared with the people of this city.
That's fair.
So you know Bambino's pizza slice shop?
Oh, sure. They're doing great things in Bambino's.
Our best pizza slice in Dublin.
Our best pizza slice in Dublin. Oh, they're doing great things.
Got me, Bambino.
I'm nothing on money.
Bambino changed the game in terms of people talking about pizza in Dublin. It's on
Stephen
changed
Street. The game in terms of queues.
Yeah, and there's a new one.
Gave a career to Cassie Stokes as well, which is really, really good. Yeah.
They've opened a second one now on Baggot Street, which I walked past recently, and it's significantly less busy, so I would recommend giving that a go. Yeah, there's a new one.
Bambino?
Yeah.
I did not know.
It was very quiet.
Is it much bigger?
No, it's like the same.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, it's just an in and out. It's a slice shop. They don't want seating or whatever.
No, I know. I don't want seating either, but I want a bigger, better queue line.
No, it's actually probably worse. But it's nice and shiny. But Bambino has a very nice logo. I've always thought it was cool. Mm. It's basically like a cherub, like those little
angel
babies. And it's reaching for a slice of pizza.
Love.
Okay. And it's just like red line work to make up the logo. It's very cool. And producer Hebe was in there and she expressed to the staff that the logo would be a very nice tattoo. And they said, well, we do a thing. If you get the logo as a tattoo, we'll give you a free pizza. Now, the quantity...
Just one!
The quantity and the regularity of the free pizza is undisclosed to date. But I guess like you could at least dabble between the two Bambinos now and go from one to the other.
And just go for a different staff member and flash your tat.
Yeah, exactly. So I did a little Googling and there's a lot of other companies who've done this kind of thing, like with giving you free things for getting their logo tattooed, including a good few restaurants in America. A place in California called Farmer Boys wants you to get their logo tattooed in order to receive free burgers for a year.
Yeah,
pretty
class.
Good deal.
Love it.
A way worse deal was a mayonnaise company in America called Duke's. They offered one free jar of mayo in exchange for a Duke's tattoo.
That's ridiculous.
And tons of people took up the offer.
But also, why are companies that bothered to have people branded with their stuff? It's so weird.
I can understand Bambino, but like...
Why?
Just because it's a small company.
Kind of a gimmick, like, isn't it? But I suppose it's like a nice little, like, loyalty thing to do, I suppose.
By the way, if you get a Spin tattoo, you can listen to Spin for free for the rest of your life.
That's what Dave did. So I was thinking, what tattoos would you get in order to get freebies for a certain period of time? I think a nice little line work of the Dublin bus logo could be nice.
Oh yeah, Dublin bus logo's good.
It's like sort of like a castle and a weird loopy thing.
That's actually quite nice.
The leap card frog.
I was thinking the frog.
The leap card frog
for free
is
travel.
A bit of crack. I wouldn't mind shoving him in my ankle now.
Yeah, somewhere. I'd put him anywhere.
Yeah, bury him.
He's
somewhere.
Cute.
Back of my big toe.
I like it. I was thinking Stanley Cup. So I know it sounds stupid because Stanley is just written as Stanley, but they do have a logo and it's a bear with wings and a crown.
That's cool.
It's a really cool logo.
You know what I enjoy quite a lot to look at, aesthetically pleasing and all, is the Special K logo.
Oh yeah.
That lovely aesthetically pleasing K.
Red K.
Okay.
It's quite nice.
Yeah.
And I do like cereal.
So, that's good.
I think that just would works be nice. Out so well.
But that would just be my small one. Would that be a small? Would you have a big one? Because I was thinking I would totally 100% get a giant MSC Cruises written on my back. That's a cruise company
you went on.
If I could just get free cruises. MSC Cruises. There's nothing clever about the logo whatsoever.
Okay.
It's just big giant bold letters.
Do you know as well, you don't really see this anymore because I don't really see their logo around as much, but kind of in the 90s. Do you know the Shell logo, as in the fuel?
Okay.
Oh yeah, Shell was.
It's almost like that is kind of cute, to be fair.
Like, it looks like a Shell.
It does.
Kind of.
It does.
Yeah,
oil is bad, but it is
the
logo.
Oil is bad, but the logo's nice.
The logo's nice. Yeah. And that's what really matters.
Get a Circle K tattoo.
Match me running around with a circle.
But honestly, the Bambino logo I would get if I was a tattoo girl.
I thought the same as well.
It's cool. Kind of wish I thought of it myself.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's so cool. An angel reaching for pizza.
But we kind of should get it.
Go get it. I dare you. I literally.
We'll be back tomorrow with tattoos.
Here's Post Malone. I had some help on Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
We were just talking about corporate tattoos and like what would you get for a company to get free stuff. And I just remembered I have one tattoo and it's a corporate tattoo.
Oh my God, it is.
It's the Spin 1038 logo.
On a little radio.
On a little radio.
That was a classic Emma David Aisling moment. Where
I got it on this show. But
yeah, you did.
And, what?
And you didn't get anything for free.
So what? I didn't really, apart from the tattoo.
Yeah, but you didn't get any pay rise.
No, I didn't get a raise. I didn't even get access to the vending machine.
I think you should have.
Nothing like that. Yeah. At Big Boss and Big Big Boss. What's the story?
Right, I think you should write a letter on this. Free access to the vending machine sounds like a fairly cool studio.
I've got them free marketing for the rest of their life.
You're listening to Spin. This is Emma David Aisling. It's just 7:37. Good morning.
Kind of speaking the obvious here, but I'd imagine celebs get a lot of weird DMs on Instagram, Twitter, things like that. If you don't know what DM, direct message. Just like people can just message you. And I find that a bit kind of scary.
It is funny. I saw a tweet the other day. It was like, had a few drinks last night and just woke up to check my phone and realised I DM'd the ting ting.
That's not money.
I thought that was
so random.
I love that. But yeah, I'd say they get a lot of weird DMs. People telling them they love them or hate them or want to marry them or want to kill them. I'd say they get loads of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But SZA released a picture of a DM she got on her Instagram the other day and it's absolutely amazing. And I think this is the kind of thing we need to be messaging celebrities instead of, you know, love you.
When you come in Dublin.
Yeah. Come to Brazil. Yeah. All that kind of
come
stuff.
To Brazil.
Yeah. The message started off with SZA, I'm failing geometry. Can you give me math tips? So obviously it's an American because it said math tips.
Sure. Yeah. And geometry.
Ash, we do have geometry as well.
I know, but you'd never be like, I'm failing geometry.
No, it's the most American sentence I've ever heard.
More like, SZA, I have a load of math homework. Don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You could honestly fly on a bald eagle through an American flag and it wouldn't be as American as, I'm failing geometry. Do you know what I mean? It's such an American sentence. So yeah, start off, SZA, I'm failing geometry. Can you give me math tips? SZA somehow saw the message, even though she has 21.3 million followers. I never look at my message requests, like ever.
I think if I was as famous as SZA though, with all those followers, I'd take a random lucky dip at a few DMs, just see what's going on.
See what the crack is, see what the vibe is, yeah. Well, anyway, SZA saw it and she responded, which I absolutely love. She goes, Lamau, which means laughing my ass off.
Yeah, okay.
Ma'am, I'm Matt's dummy. I'm not sure what you expected. Tell me about the shapes. How can I help? So she kind of went full circle, which I really like. She was kind of like, I won't have a clue. Not an inkling.
Give me a go. The picture you showed me, but I want to see what's going on. Go ahead.
So I actually kind of love how she wants to help with this. The kid then sends SZA a photo of the maths book with the problem in the book and just like sends it off to her in a screenshot. And SZA just responds with, oh, bitch, you're cooked. As in to say, yeah, no chance. No chance whatsoever.
I can't help you here, pal.
But it kind of goes back to what we were talking about on the show last week. I think it was just me and you, Ash, where we were talking about like random celebs that you'd want to teach you things. We were talking about, I'd love like Paul Mescal to teach me how to do an ollie on a skateboard. Daniel Craig how to down a pint of milk.
Or SZA to teach me geometry.
I want SZA to teach me geometry.
I could see her in a classroom, you know. She'd be class.
So why you go SZA with your maths problems, I'm not entirely sure, especially, I don't think she's ever come out and said that she's good at maths or anything like that. But I do like it. So this is my little kind of task for us all.
Okay.
I'd like us all to open up our Twitters and our Instagrams and just go through our message requests.
Oh, okay.
Because I did this earlier on this morning and I found some interesting stuff. We're going to come back to them in like maybe about 3 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that. We'll play a song or two. And I want you to just have a look at your message requests. See if you have anything weird. Oh, Emma's going,
Have you better, some lucrative stuff in there.
Have you a better offer than Jack?
Say again?
Have you better off with the Jack?
No. Just a bit of randomness I can see here on Twitter.
Right, okay. So have a look at your message request. We'll come back and we're going to reveal all next.
In the meantime, Jax Jones, Joel Curry and Jason Derulo, all the J's on tonight on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, David, Aisling. Good morning.
Good morning. We were talking about SZA and how she got a DM the other day that she posted on her Instagram. And the DM basically said, SZA, I'm failing geometry. Can you give me math tips? And she, to be fair, she did try help out. She was like, send me a photo of the thing.
Of the equation.
Even though she was like, I'm a maths dummy, I won't have a clue, but send it over to me. So she sends over a photo and she's like, yeah, you're cooked. Not a chance. Not a chance. She
I
was
can't
helping
help
out.
You here.
Great one, though, to go back to your teacher and be like, SZA said it's too hard.
This is where I was like, I think it would actually take more work to get a DM from SZA than it would to do that maths problem.
To figure it out yourself.
I would just screenshot that, put it in the maths book and be like, look at how much work I did.
Yeah, that's actually
through.
So true. That's the effort I went to teacher.
To get this right.
Look at the effort I went through, exactly. Yeah. So it got us thinking, why don't we have a look through our own message requests? Obviously, there'd be nothing on SZA's. We only have a few thousand followers between us, but and SZA has millions and millions and millions and millions, but I think we all still get some message requests that we're like...
But no matter if you've a few hundred followers or not, there's always a random thing in your DM.
Yeah, there's always
everyone's
something there.
Scammy messages all the time.
Yeah. So,
What have we got? Well, a few of the classic fake sugar daddy things.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the usual.
But this one I really enjoyed that I hadn't seen on Twitter. I never really checked my Twitter DMs. It's from a guy called Mike saying, hi, Emma, genuinely curious. Are you related to the singing Nolans of the 70s and 80s?
Nolan sisters.
Nolan sisters.
Yes.
Which I'm not.
Oh.
And thank you, Mike.
I like it.
I didn't know.
He just needed to scratch an itch and figure that out.
Yeah. He's gone back to everyone he knows now. It's not her.
No, it's not her.
I love this, like, sure, how else could she be on the radio if she's not related to sisters from the 70s or 80s.
I love that. So I've got a couple of weird ones. One that just replied to my story. You look tired.
That's nice.
Thank
That's
you.
Annoying.
Thanks for that. Another one. Your sister is you with long hair.
That's gas.
That's nice.
You are very like your sister.
This one was on Twitter. And I don't know if I can say it on the radio, so I'm going to just describe it. Up for a night with two other people? ?
Lovely.
Cool.
I did not respond to that one.
Are you sure?
But I must get back to them.
I'm glad I reminded myself.
And this was my favourite one. Hi there, I run a garden maintenance business. I want to offer you a free grass cutting.
Dave, that's the only job you have to do
in
your house.
The only chore I have.
Grass cutting is free. Yeah. When you own a lawnmower.
Yeah, when you own a lawnmower, that's true. So they're my message requests. I liked them all.
That's funny. So I kind of went through the most recent, but I know I knew I had a few doozies from back in the day, so I dug them up as well. So I have, you know, the usual. There was one picture that I put up of my mom and someone commented and said, you're very like your mom there, Aisling. But I'm like, that is my mom. It's not me.
I get you.
Yeah. I have the usual, you know, congrats, your account is selected for a free trial to boost your followers' likes and comments. Hello, are you interested in the topic of account promotion?
Oh, nice.
You know, those type of ones.
Yeah.
But I remembered this fella and I dug him up when I was working in AA Roadwatch doing the traffic. I used to do the traffic on loads of different radio shows. And this guy was an American fella who used to listen from NYC.
Oh, wow.
And he used to message me, and he hasn't messaged me in years, so I think I'm safe. But the strangest of messages, right? First of all, I got this. You are something else. Hello from NYC. I enjoy listening to you on the morning show. Wonderful voice. Traffic never sounded so good. And great sense of humour. This is the tamest of them all, right?
Is this actually Alex?
Yeah.
This is how they met.
Yeah. Next one. Aisling, a lovely Irish name, which is largely unknown beyond the Emerald Isle, apart from Aisling B. But I live in NYC and listen every day, and I love to hear your road reports, as you have one of the most beautiful and lyrical voices in the world.
Wow.
Whether it's wet or dry out there, and accidents aside.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's little traffic reference. And then the maddest one. Insanely funny. Coming to you from the US of A. Listen to you often on the morning show. You make the traffic sound like something important, but it's really just the sound of your voice. Rich and lyrical. A little wonder from the Emerald Isle.
A little wonder?
Oh my God.
That is going on my bio. A little wonder from the Emerald Isle.
Please.
That. Change that now.
Immediately.
Please do.
Spins fully charged. Recharged. Bring it.
Ed Sheeran and Shivers on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Did anyone over the last couple of days, on the back of the Ticketmaster mess regarding Oasis tickets, the clip of Ed Sheeran talking about his ticket pricing limitations? No?
Yeah,
no?
I remember. I did see something about it, but I remember it from years ago. He was talking about it.
He basically just shows him up in amazing light, and it's kind of being reshared on the back of what's been going on with Ticketmaster over the weekend and everything, saying that like he knows what a show costs, he knows what he wants to walk away with, and after that he would just much rather a gang of friends be able to afford to go to his gig than pay let the rich people go to his gigs and not enjoy it, kind of a thing.
I still have a feeling Ed Sheeran's tickets cost like 80 quid though or something, like there were something they were mad money, do you know what I mean? But I also don't think it's entirely his fault. I think it
that's
is
almost good now though.
Which is actually ridiculous.
That you're like, oh my god, that's a good deal, 80 quid for 2 hours of your life or whatever. But did you see as well the UK government is going to be investigating the Ticketmaster use of dynamic pricing with the Oasis reunion tour tickets, and someone here saying, oh yeah, now that it's affecting middle aged men, something's being done about it.
Oh my god, good point.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but something's got to change. It's just gone mad, isn't
it's
it
nuts.
I feel like this unfortunately happens every time a concert is gets enough hype though, and the people pretend like, I think it's a real, someone said online yesterday, it was actually James Kavanagh said online yesterday, that he thinks this is actually such a cop out for like the government to get all angry about, because nothing can be done, because it's just Ticketmaster in general. Do you
why
know what I mean?
Can't so the Oasis just sell their tickets on oasis.com?
Yeah, they could be.
I don't get that.
They probably need a software, but I think the government going, yeah, we're angry about this too, makes them look really relatable.
Yeah, we're going to sort you out, guys.
Yeah, and there's actually, they don't do anything.
Yeah, interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
They're just busy building sheds.
Yes, which we will talk about next.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to Tuesday.
Good morning. Hey there. What's going on? I have an unpopular opinion.
Oh, good one.
Right? And also, by the way, I'd just like to say, interim producer Hebe, you're doing a great job. But Callum has been off for too long. And I don't think it should be allowed to be off for that long. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he's been off for over 2 weeks now.
Yeah, and it's going to be 3 weeks. He's not back till like Tuesday. I can see Hebe's jaw on the floor. It has nothing to do with you. I just it's too long.
In total, he's 2.5 weeks off.
Yeah.
That's totally fair enough.
Why is that a bad thing?
I think it's he's supposed to be a company man. And I'm a person that
Do you know what? He's losing the run of himself. Every photo I see, he gets more like a Mickey Mouse in like personified.
How many different Mickey Mouse ears has he bought in
Orlando? I'd say at least 17. He's only there 11 days. He's bought about 17 of them, I think. I'm intrigued.
You know what kills me about the sunglasses is, okay, imagine, say, the sunglass lens on each side, and then on each lens, there's 2 Mickey Mouse ears
on top of
it. It's horrible.
It's really
bad. They're awful glasses, and I wish he'd stop wearing them.
It's it's really not cool.
I'm a little bit surprised at you, Dave, because you would be the purveyor of not working.
I would be, but I've only ever taken a week off. I've never taken longer than
a week
off.
You're actually entitled to, though.
That is your problem.
Is it? But do you not think that, like, 3 weeks is
insane?
It's
not really 3 weeks.
I think it's 2.5.
Like, we've moved on as a breakfast show since Callum. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We've moved on professionally.
I don't know if he's going to fit anymore.
I don't know if he's going to fit anymore.
Yeah. Do you want to stay, Hebe? Yeah. Because, like, at this stage, it's just too much
I think you should just stay.
Is this you trying to save yourselves then? Yeah. Get rid of Hebe, but you can stay if you want.
And Hebe doesn't wear those kind of sunglasses.
Never. She doesn't know. She doesn't wear Mickey Mouse ears.
And do you know
what?
He's going to be insufferable when he gets back.
Oh, God.
Talking
he's going to be.
Sweets.
But did you see how much sweets he bought there the other day?
Yeah, it's
5 kilograms.
He's not going to be able to get them home.
Surely we'll be getting a few packets.
We should give them away like IMC Cinema passes.
For a few weeks.
You won a Kit Kat. Congratulations. So, yeah, that's what I think. Callum should come home. 3 weeks
Wait,
is not.
We'll roll into 2025. Dave will have a big break planned and we'll remind you.
I would never in a million years take 3 weeks off, but I also.
Why not?
Such a company man.
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
Great news to share with you. The Doll has got a new bike shed and it's very expensive.
Oh, class.
I don't know if you.
When I saw this yesterday, I just was like, this is the most ridiculous money spend.
When I heard about it, I thought someone was talking about a doll for like a dollhouse.
Right.
Not the doll. So I was like...
Bike shed for a dollhouse.
Like, yeah, I thought it was a bike shed for a dollhouse.
You'd imagine like Kim Kardashian spent it or something on her.
Yes, but I was like, in what make-believe land does a doll have a bike shed and why would it cost so much imaginary money? And why is people talking about it?
Yeah.
Well, because it's a real bike shed, in The Doll, not A Doll House. The Doll is in Leinster House.
Yeah.
And it's costing €335,000.
Mental.
Which I think is great. I think it's fantastic.
More of this, yeah.
That's €18,611 per bike for the first day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because this can hold 18 bikes. 18 bikes.
Do you know what? There,
the most unimpressive thing I've ever seen as well.
There is hundreds of people that work in the Doll. And it fits 18 bikes.
God, I'd be honoured now if I got my bike in there for that cost. I hope it was treated well. Gets a bit of a service while it's hanging out there.
Apparently it's crap. It doesn't even have sides.
This is a thing. Apparently it's like, they claimed that they had this new, like, unbelievable canopy over it. And it was designed to protect bikes from the prevailing northerly winds. But I don't know if it was, like, maybe not built correctly or something, because the bikes aren't even fully enclosed.
No.
Like, at all.
So they just ran out of budget,
it's
maybe.
It's like a bus shelter.
So no one is going to park there.
Yeah.
So it costs €335,000.
Do you know what always amazes me? How much things cost, though? Does a bike shed cost that much?
Well, this is here's a little bit of a breakdown for you, right?
Oh, I'd love to hear
a breakdown
this.
Of costs from the Office of Public Works shows that €322,282 was spent on the main construction and installation of the project.
So most of the money.
Yes. A further €2,952 is spent on archaeological services.
Like what?
I guess you have to do that when you build anything.
That's like the Ticketmaster. Like, oh, it's this Ticketmaster fee. Do you know what I mean?
Overall, that's kind of minimal.
Then 10,816 was paid for quantity surveying services and contract administration services, which is just so bland and vague. Do you know what I mean?
They are getting ripped off.
Well, see, this is.
So then we are, right?
The Office of Public Works was asked for a copy of the scoping documents involved in the work, and they refused to provide them.
Brilliant.
Right? They said that they claimed these had been prepared as part of a planning application and could not be released for security reasons.
AKA, so like, too embarrassing.
Do not look at this. It's for security reasons. You're not allowed to look at it.
Oh, yeah, security for the bike shed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you'll know then how to get into the bike shed. There's no doors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, they should really, you know, protect Leinster House with big gates or something.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Yeah.
That'd be an idea.
Or like loads of guards.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, €335,000. It's for something that we're not even sure it works. We're not even sure if it's going to be used. So I have come up with a list of things that I think Ireland should have spent the money on instead of a €335,000 bike shed.
Yeah, brilliant.
In
not even a
the
shed
Doll
that holds 18 bikes.
Yeah, it's more of just like a little tent or something. I don't know what it is. It's
like
useless.
A bus stop.
You could buy a small island off the coast of Scotland. For up to €300,000.
That'll be great. We're taking back that territory bit by bit.
We'd all have access to it. I think there should be a rule. The whole country has access to it. I'll come up with some sort of booking scheme and we'll all get holiday
love
there.
When are you going on your holidays with the pals? Oh, that family are lovely now. I know them.
Exactly.
Yeah, brilliant.
A lifetime supply of 4 slices of Bambino's pizza.
Very
so
good.
4 slices about 20 quid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you could get about 40 years off that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, not
for
bad.
For one person. But, I'd honestly rather one person enjoy that.
Than that silly
a tank to protect the country.
Right.
Could have bought a tank. They go for around 100 to 300,000.
Do they?
Yeah, a full on tank.
Could have had 3 tanks.
A Ferrari 308. I don't know what a 308 Ferrari is, but it's still a Ferrari. In my book, it costs between 70 and 150 grand.
You know what the government don't do enough? Like radio style competitions.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to win a Ferrari?
Well, you see, this is what my thought process was. When you pass your driving test, congratulations, you get to drive the Ferrari.
Once.
For one time.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I think it'd be a nice incentive.
Just the country Ferrari.
Exactly. It's Ireland's Ferrari.
I love that.
A year's supply of avocado toast will only cost 285,000 grand.
Nice.
Or 1,000. So South Dubs would be buzzing with that.
Delighted.
Yeah. And an actual house in Roscommon.
Okay.
The government could have bought an actual house in Roscommon and raffled it off. I don't know if anyone would want it, but if they did, they could
sure
raffle it off.
Would.
It cost about between 100 to 250 grand. But no, they went for an 18-man bike shed
that doesn't work.
Oh,
this country, man.
Woo!
So happy.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, thrilled.
On that
Thanks,
note.
Dave. I'm in great form now.
Have a great day.
You're welcome. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm kind of annoyed this morning because I realised that I was born 13 years too early.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm kind of really annoyed at my mum. I need to send her a text and be like, why didn't you relax and calm down? I should only be 16 now, actually, at the moment. Right.
I'm trying to do the maths in my head. I can't. Can you finish it off for me?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll tell you now. I should be going into TY.
Okay.
And enjoying all that TY has to offer. And I'm annoyed because there are two new Leaving Cert subjects being added to the curriculum in 2025 for fifth years.
Okay.
And I should have been taking them because they're me all over. The two of them.
All right.
They're brilliant.
I haven't heard of this in a long time. Two new Leaving Cert subjects.
Two new Leaving Cert subjects. And it's not like ancient Greek.
Yeah.
Or one of those weird ones. Latin.
When's the last time a new curriculum, like a new school, like I
haven't heard of this. Was it PE or computers maybe?
I think there's like a coding type one now that's some sort of computer science.
But it's a rare thing that it happens, you know, you got to get teachers trained to teach it and everything.
I don't remember anything new being added like when we were in school or whatever.
No.
Anyway, this is a bit of me. One of them is climate action and sustainable development.
That's
now, I'm not saying I'm a climate queen or anything, but I'm definitely very interested
you are very
in that,
good at it,
in that whole world. I did a bit of it in college. I would have loved that. But the next is this. I feel like crying. Drama, theatre and film studies.
Wow.
Ah, lad.
That sounds like a third level course rather than a Leaving Cert
subject. I am just 16.
It's
not fair.
It's funny, like Ash wants to go back to do the Leaving Cert because for these two new subjects. But there's, I'd like to go back to like maybe if I was born maybe 10 years
too early.
I was born 10 years too early because when people did the Leaving Cert during the pandemic, they were just like, you don't have to do it.
Okay, you wanted to do a COVID Leaving Cert.
That would have been nice.
You don't have
to do it, don't worry.
Now, I will say drama, theatre and film studies is an awful lot. I feel like they kind of like chickened out of just making it drama and theatre and then a separate one of film studies.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting technical into it. But the maddest thing is yesterday, obviously, it was heavy rain all day, and so I was around town and
don't
I took shelter in a bike shed
for God's sake
on Kildare Street.
Did you?
Right beside Leinster House.
Weird.
You still got so
rappy looking thing.
Yeah.
And in the spokes of one of the bikes, I think it was Eamon Ryan's, was the curriculums for the two new Leaving Cert subjects.
You found them?
I found them.
Oh, for God's
yesterday.
Sake.
And I managed...
Were they dripping wet?
Well, I brought them home and I...
Dried them out.
Dried them with the hairdryer and I managed to put the ink back up together.
Brilliant.
And I have the curriculum for the two
new Leaving Cert subjects.
And Dave's so excited to hear
it. I can't get over how lucky you are.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay, so for climate action and sustainable development, we have Introduction to Keep Cups. That's the first
very good.
Then we have like a follow-on from that for the honours level.
Okay.
Would be researching Stanley Cups, too big or not big enough.
Oh, very good. A full-on thesis needed, maybe.
Yeah. The deposit return scheme, a comprehensive guide.
Very good.
That's another layer. Properties of compost. What makes it so smelly?
Mm.
That's for sixth year.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Way
it's
more than that.
It's like paper two.
Yeah, it's in the field as well, so you really need to be experienced.
Big time. And then there's like a research project, and usually kind of people get to choose, but for this, everybody does the same research project. It's a critical history of Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. I'd be fascinated.
She's kind of just like in a framed photo above the whiteboard.
Yeah, in every class,
some sort of weird dictator.
You have to genuflect.
Like back in our schools, there was like a cross or Jesus in that classroom with Greta.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So then in the drama, theatre and film studies section, we have introduction to
Oh, that last one is very good.
That'd be just the start of fifth year.
Cool, straight in.
Semester. Acting 101, pretend to be a monkey. Go.
Yeah.
That's the next module.
I always got pretend to be a tree. What the hell was that?
No.
That's primary school.
Primary school. This is advanced.
This is a Leaving Cert, Dave.
Come on, Dave. Come on.
We have applied jazz hands, when and where is appropriate.
That's a really good idea, I think. Because I think sometimes you misuse them, so you could have
It gets you into trouble. Mm. And then the only thing you'll be doing in film studies for the 2 years is Shrek, why is it the best film ever made?
Sign me up.
I know. Why am I 16?
The honours class is Shrek 2.
Shrek 2. You know what? The whole country is going to turn into that. We're going to have a whole generation of High School Musical kids.
I know.
And they're going to be better than you, and you're not going to get a place in any of the musicals anymore. It's going to suck, Aisling.
This is a disaster.
No, that's really exciting. Bring it on.
I know, it's cool.
And I'm so glad you found it as well. In Eamon Ryan's bike.
You should go back to school.
Maybe I will.
Question for you listening this morning, and I will provide context. Question being, how long do you think I spent sitting on the toilet yesterday?
Oh, sexy.
You dirty dog.
What a great question.
Emma, this is a highbrow show. What are you doing dragging us down?
It is.
Toilet humour.
I genuinely want you to have a guess at how long you think I spent sitting on the toilet yesterday.
Why?
The closest to this... We'll sort you with some IMC Cinema passes, okay? We'll okay. Sort a pair of passes. Context being, I arrive into work yesterday for about 6:15. Mm-hmm. And something's not right. The gals will understand this more than the guys. But something's just not really happening for me. And I can feel that I think there might be a UTI on the way. Oh, tingle.
Oh, the niggle.
A little oozy.
So I kind of sat down and got cracking at work. And then it just started kicking off, flared up, went to the loo. Once I got to the loo in work, I was like... I think I'll be on this loo forever.
Ooh.
The only place that I feel like I'm getting comfort here is the loo. I won't go into too much detail, but if you know, you know. The burn was horrific. The pain was horrific. Boo, 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 boo. So I text Dave and Aisling and interim producer Hebe. I said, bit of a UTI situation going on here. I'll meet yous all in the studio at 7, right? Yeah. So this is about 6:15.
I read that and I said, there's no way in hell she's going to be in the studio for 7.
Because you know the pain, right?
Yeah.
But I just kind of thought maybe if I keep neck in the water in this 45 minutes, get a bit of an actual genuine wee going on.
But it's not just the pain, it's the feeling of needing to
go.
Like,
awful.
You can't just sit for 3 hours in a show like you're going to feel like you're going to wet yourself.
I know. Yeah, just a horrible sensation overall.
Yeah.
So I walk into the studio just before 7 and I'm kind of bouncing from one foot to the other and look kind of in pain, and Dave says, will you just go home? So we do a little quick switch of chairs and I say, right, I'm bailing, right? Then I couldn't even bring myself to walk to the car. I was like, I can't, I just need that toilet, man. So I'm back to the toilet again.
We should have put a mic on you.
Yeah, morning!
You could have done it from in there. Hello!
Got an online...
And then a single drip.
Success! Ow! Ended up getting an online doctor. So I was like, you know yourself, if you suffer from UTIs, you'll know yourself, the first step is just getting a prescription sorted. Once that happens, you know that help is on the way and that when you have an antibiotic in your system, the pain will ease and you'll be feeling all right again. So that was the idea, right? I won't go into any more detail too much, but let's just say I had a prescription organised with an online doctor.
I won't go into any more detail. I don't think you could.
I've given us pretty much covered
every inch of detail.
What I mean is the timeline of how long I sat on toilets, not just in work, but at home as well, okay, to get this prescription organised. I also sent you out a roll of toilet paper, if you guessed it, if you guessed closest to. I have it all worked out here of how much time I sat on physical loos yesterday, both
correct
at home
to the minute.
And in work. Correct to the minute. And the closest to this morning will win a pair of IMC Cinema passes and a roll of toilet paper. We'll figure that out.
I think you should give us an in-between. Like, is it over an hour? Is it less than 10 hours?
It's over an hour and less than 10 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Go. Get your guesses in. Just literally the amount of time. Send your voice notes if you want. 087 711 103. You're guessing how long I spent sitting on a toilet yesterday. A kidney infection kicked off yesterday morning. I was here in work with everyone and then spent the whole hour where we're normally getting organised on the loo, and it continued on. So you're trying to figure out how long I spent in the toilet yesterday to win yourself some IMC Cinema passes.
Poor Elena was hopping from foot to foot yesterday morning and we said, get out of here and go home.
Go home.
I said it. Ash wanted you to stay. Ash was like,
I did not.
Dave was like, just leave
just
now.
Just leave,
please.
Yeah.
So I will say that I spent a huge amount of time yesterday on TikTok for the first time in ages and through the pain giggled quite a lot. I now have all, after months and months, I have all of my WhatsApp correspondence finally up to date.
Oh, that's good.
I've sent back loads of voice notes, lengthy messages, really insightful things about life to friends.
Productive.
Very productive. I sent 3 emails, one to my accountant.
Oh wow.
So these are things I had in the back burner for quite some time that I finally got done. So I made it kind of productive. It was quite lengthy. How long do you think I sat in the toilet yesterday with a kidney infection? Catherine, what are you saying?
About an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh,
1 hour and 20.
An hour and 20 minutes. Have you suffered with these yolks before, Catherine, may I ask?
Yep.
Okay, an hour and 20 minutes, you're saying, with experience. I can say, compared to what I actually did, that's quite low, and I would have liked that.
If it was only an hour and 20 minutes, I wouldn't have brought this to the show.
Yeah.
It's still a long time on the loo.
It is when you're just sitting there. And it's a weird seat. You notice how weird the structure of a toilet seat is when you're there for that
you
long?
You don't really want to sit back.
And it's kind of cold. Anyway, Catherine, that's quite low. You're not quite there, but thank you very much. And
thanks,
also
Catherine.
Sending you love as a fellow sufferer. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right.
Lots of people get involved with various different times. My heart has really goes out to Leanne. She says she gets UTI almost every month.
Oh. No, she doesn't.
And she's predicted a time of 6 hours 36 minutes.
Dear oh, you
God.
Poor
Holy yeah.
Nah, they need to make toilet seats comfier for people like this.
Get
honestly.
Yourself to the doctor, love. That's get true. Sorted.
Elaine is quite similar. Elaine said 6 hours. Yeah, like I feel like 6 hours is a bit ridiculous.
Have you ever sat in the toilet for longer than 5 minutes, Dave?
No.
That's, again, very personal.
Very personal question.
I just mean it's such a long time
but
to sit in such
I
a weird
do
place.
Do find it interesting how you sent, like, emails and, like, TikToks and stuff. I can't physically send people things when I'm sitting on the toilet. I think it's rude.
Right. Yeah, fair.
Is
I
that, is
get
that a me thing? Like, I would never
weird.
Text anyone back if I'm on the toilet.
That's weird. I always get my jobs done in the toilet.
Jonah said 2 hours, 43 minutes.
Yeah, a couple of the lads getting in. Liam says 4 hours, 17 minutes, 36 seconds.
Wow, that's very tight.
And then okay. Luke says 3 hours.
And Becca says 3 hours, 18.
Okay. Well, we'll reveal on this.
Writing these all down.
Yeah, all of these are noted. Keep them coming. Mary, are you a sufferer as well?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, you poor devil. Honestly, I feel so bad for the
awful.
Gals who get it all the time.
Are you someone who has a bit of a routine going on when you're actually sitting on the loo? Do you watch a movie or something?
No, just...
Just sit and chill.
Awful personal question, Emma.
Just pray that it's over.
Just keep praying that it's over. Okay. How long do you think I spent sitting on varying toilets yesterday, Mary?
I think 4 hours, 9 minutes.
You're logging 4
Is that
hours.
From experience, Mary? My God, 4 hours.
Yeah,
oh, God, that is grim.
9
do you
minutes.
Know the worst is when it kicks off overnight and you know there won't be a doctor open for hours. That's where you could clock up though that amount
Especially
of time.
Especially a Saturday as well. Then you have to wait till the Monday.
Oh, girl.
Killing me.
That is locked in, Mary. We will reveal all soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Recharged.
Well, this is a pretty highbrow show, we like to think. You
yes,
know what I mean?
We do.
We talk about the government on this show, we talk about all sorts of things. But no, this morning we are talking about how long Emma spent on the toilet, which, to be fair, is actually, you know, I do feel bad for you because it's a UTI. It's very, very painful.
Yes.
I don't know what, obviously,
It feels like.
It feels like for a girl. I know what it feels like for me, and it's
similar,
awful.
Yeah.
Have you had one?
Oh, I've had, plenty of them.
Have you, Dave?
Plenty of them, yeah. They're awful. But, the amount you get them, I don't like.
You get them a lot.
Now I understand why you sent me home yesterday.
Yeah, I
thought
the
you
pain.
Didn't understand the pain.
No, I know the pain.
Okay. You've been trying to guess in total how long I've spent. We've had loads of guesses coming in. Mary is standing by, though. Or not Mary, sorry. Lorraine is standing by. Lorraine, how are you this morning?
Not too bad, and you?
Good, darling. How are you? So, come here, do you suffer from UTIs as well? Do you know the crack with these things?
No, I don't suffer with them, thank God.
Oh, good. But you have come in with quite an educated guess. How long did you say?
3:22.
Oh my God.
And 22 minutes. I can tell you, I sat in the toilet and worked for 40 minutes, then a good other half an hour after I left the studio. I got home about half an hour later and spent about 20 minutes till I called a chemist. I got back at 9:04, back to the loo till 9:16, left for water, was back in the loo at 9:45.
Oh my God.
Didn't finish on the loo until the antibiotics kicked in until 12:47, which is
a grand
total of minutes on the toilet of 3 hours and 29 minutes. You were the closest to Mary.
Oh, very nice.
Oh my
Lorraine.
God.
Lorraine, well done. I don't know what type of achievement that is.
But
we'll give you a medal maybe. It's a weird one.
An IMC Cinema Pass, or 2 IMC Cinema Passes and a roll of toilet paper apparently.
And you're great at guessing UTI toilet times.
Put on your CV, Mary. Or put on your CV. See you, Lorraine.
Good luck, Lorraine. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Is your head okay after this UTI? That woman is called Lorraine.
Not Mary. I just
want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, good morning. Hope all is good.
What's happening?
Hey there.
I was only telling you recently enough on the show that my car was stuck in the car park in town for a few days because I had issues with the tyre and there was no spare and all that. Carry on was going on.
It was there for days.
It was there for literally 3 days, yeah. Well, I was in Limerick last week.
You travel all over the country. I feel like I don't leave Dublin. Ever.
He's here, there and everywhere.
I was in a rural village in Limerick last week and my car had been left in the village. A friend had dropped me to where we were staying, all the rest. But when we got back to come back to Dublin the following morning, my car was parked just in the village, as I said, on the side of the road. And there was this guy in a van right in front of us. And he was just chilling maybe on his work break or something. And he said, just to let you know, your back tire doesn't look great. Be careful. And I was like, oh, geez, really? Okay, cool, thanks. I just hadn't spotted it. He obviously did. And he said, there's a garage around the corner. I said, grand. So I rocked up to the garage and he said, yeah, that tire is Dodge. So he took it off, had a look at it. This local lovely man. And he discovered a nail in the tire. God. Okay. Do you remember when we were on the way to Electric Picnic, Aisling?
Yes.
And we filled my tire with air.
I was going to ask you this.
Obviously, there was a bloody nail in
it. We were literally on the N7, hadn't even left Dublin yet. We pulled over for petrol and we were like, that tire looks a bit flat. It was really? Like nearly flat to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So anyway, got it sorted. And then the guy in the mechanics didn't have the tire that suited my car, right? So I rang a place in Dublin and said, could you get this in today? I'll come over to you when I get back. Blah, blah, blah. That was fine. So the mechanic put on the spare tire that I had sorted after all this last time.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a warning on it. On the actual tire,
I know what you're going to say.
Don't exceed 80 kilometres an hour.
Oh, yes.
This is only what they call a get me home tire.
You're not supposed to drive on the motorway.
Stop.
On
right.
I never even heard
of
this.
No one told me this.
Yeah. Oh, no, it happened with one of my friends before and we were like, how are we going to get home?
I've never even heard of that.
Yes, I was the inside lane doing 80 kilometres an hour.
No, you weren't.
The whole way back to Dublin. It was the longest journey of my life.
Oh,
thankfully, my husband Emer was with me for company.
Oh,
to
no.
Say, we had Google Maps open and it was like predicting, say, a 2 hour, 50 minute journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every time he looked at it, it would add another 3 or 4 minutes because we were going so slow.
Oh my God.
He added like a proper hour and a bit to the whole thing. Like, it was grand. It was just, you know, when you feel like everyone was overtaking you so much that you felt like if they glanced in, it might be an older person maybe driving the car. And it was just us bopping along. And at one point, we were like, maybe 80 is a bit faster because it's a long journey, like move down. At one point, we were doing 60.
Oh, my God.
You're going tractor speed.
Tractor speed, yeah. Even the big, bloody Arctic lorries were overtaking us. That's how bad it is.
Oh, my God.
The lads who were normally just hanging out in the inside lane, they were moving past you. Oh, it was so embarrassing. I couldn't get back to something quick enough, but obviously, I had to take it very slowly, so it was quite a complex, but I remember just seeing people drive past and being like, I'm so jealous. Look at them just being able to drive at normal
Oh my,
speed.
We need to put some concrete or something around your tyres to make sure
I
they can't.
Honestly,
where
are
you
happening?
Get your tyres? Wish.com.
Honestly, yeah. I need to stop putting nails down beside Emma's car.
That
I think.
Too, now. You gotta stop that.
It's not funny anymore, okay? Stop putting nails in my tyres.
Good morning. Last week on the show, we were talking about Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan and how obviously they were like the it couple and then potentially they broke up.
Yeah,
maybe not though.
You see, this is the thing. They potentially broke up because what everyone thought it was because he hadn't posted anything about her new album, Short and Sweet.
Yeah.
Not Sweet and Sour, which I called it last week.
Did you call it Sweet and Sour?
That was embarrassing.
Go on,
I was a bit hungry last week, obviously. But yeah, it's called Short and Sweet. And he didn't post anything about it for like a full-blown week. And I was like, oh, they have to be broken up. Like, there's no way.
But there was articles
together
about it as well.
Yeah, there was. It wasn't just
gone.
Us.
Of
like,
course, yeah. She dumped him.
Yeah, that was definitely the rumour as well. It was not a chance anyone would be like, I'd say he got rid of her.
No, not
a chance. So I was like, why isn't he posting about this album? But the reason we're talking about it is he finally posted about it.
Yeah,
right?
He did, I saw that.
He was like, oh, and I really like this song or whatever. And then he called her my darling.
Ooh, on Instagram.
Apostrophe darling. My darling.
Hmm.
And I thought that was a bit odd. Just a bit of an odd pet name because I don't know how you'd say it.
Can you say my darling in a Barry Keoghan accent?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the correct me darling?
My darling.
Oh, I love it.
My darling. No. I'd say, I could kind of hear that.
No, I can't.
I
could never.
Can. I
don't know a single
that.
Dub who would say my darling. All right,
my darling.
All right, my darling.
All right, darling.
Oh, I think you would,
no,
darling.
No, you would never hear my darling. You'd hear darling. You wouldn't hear my darling. That's it.
Yeah, but he's all LA now.
My darling is like, my darling.
Oh, my Johnny. Oh, my darling.
My darling, I think, is like cowboy.
I know what you mean.
My darling. How are you, my darling?
I hear don't what you're saying, yeah.
So,
but I do think he could pull it off and make it sound sexy in his lovely accent.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I really don't. I can't see it at all, but maybe it's just not for me anyway. If anyone ever called me my darling, I'd be freaked. I wouldn't like it at all. But it got me thinking about other celebrities and what I bet they called their other half.
Oh.
Because celebrities are weird. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel
we're
like
all weird. We all say cringy things.
Yeah, like I have had other people. I've heard, what have I heard before? Like I've heard Honey. Obviously, we've all heard like Pumpkin. and babe. Things like that. Yeah, yeah, all the usual ones. Ooh. I think Matthew McConaughey would say partner.
Yeah.
He would always say morning partner.
Morning partner.
And it would be kind of hot. It'd be a little bit more.
Oh, would.
Nah, partner. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of nice.
I think he's obviously talking to town at the moment. Chris Martin. I would say in his lovely soft voice and just whole kind of his girlfriend or long-term partner now, Dakota Johnson, I'd say he'd be like, good morning, cutesy pootsy.
Cutesy pootsy.
He totally would.
He would.
He's that much of a sap. I totally agree.
I think Lady Gaga would say pookie in a weird kind of way.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I was trying to think of a celebrity that would say babe. Mm. And all I could think of was Selena Gomez.
She actually gives me such babe vibes.
But like, I'd say she does be there to Benny Blanco. They're going, babe.
I think Kim Kardashian would say babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
I think Billie Eilish would say bitch, male or female.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Or dude.
Yeah, but in a really kind of endearing way.
Yeah. I think Donald Trump would say you.
Yeah. Hey, you. But that's because he's forgotten your name.
Yeah.
You, come over.
Hey,
I think Hozier would kind of ironically, because it's so out of character, call you poopsie.
No, he wouldn't at all. He's way too cool for that.
No. Hozier would be like my sun, moon, and stars.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
He's too serious for that.
Poetic.
Whereas like Ed Sheeran, I'd say we call you Bubs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Bubs.
You know when I was out with someone a long, long time ago, and if I was, I was kind of at that awkward age of like 19 where I'd get annoyed over nothing. And to cheer me up, he would, just to make me laugh because he knew how annoying I found it, he'd go, Emsy Wemsy Poo.
Oh, wow.
Emsy Wemsy. And it was so out of character for him because he was like the opposite of that. Do you know what I mean? But it would just make me laugh, and then that was it.
That's funny. I was thinking of, like, I saw one the other day, Boo Boo Bear.
That's awful.
I was thinking there was only one person I know in the world who would ever call his other half Boo Boo Bear. Marty Guilfoyle.
Spins Marty Guilfoyle. Never.
He totally would.
Imagine.
He's a hopeless romantic.
He is.
What would Charlie XCX call her, fella?
She'd also be bitch or something.
Yeah, she would be something cool.
Brass.
This is Apple. You're listening to Spin.
Morning. I went home at the weekend, and I was home on Saturday night, and then on Sunday morning when I was about to leave, just as I was heading out the door, my dad calls, Ash, come here. Oh, quickly, just before you go, I had to show you something, meant to show you this yesterday. It'd be good content maybe for your Instagram. So I said, right.
Go on, Billy Bunner.
This I want to see. And he takes me up to my mum and dad's bedroom where he shows me the front of the wardrobe. Right. And something is stretched across the two handles of the wardrobe.
Okay.
Really stretched taut.
Oh God, I'm worried.
And I'll tell you in a second what it was. But he said, would you put that on the Instagram? That would be funny, wouldn't it? And
I love the way he's
looking out for yourself.
He said, see if people can guess what it is. And then he said, do on the show as well. I said, it's a bit visual for the show. He said, do it anyway. So I said, right, okay, here I am.
Thank you, producer Billy, for the content.
Thank you, producer Billy. So I put it up on my Instagram, the photograph, and I said, what do you think is happening here? And I got a wide range of answers. Some people said, are they airing out the crotch of... Is he airing out the crotch of his jocks? Someone said, was something glowing in the wardrobe in the night and he was trying to cover it up?
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, is it a method to stop the doors of the wardrobe swinging open?
Yeah, that would annoy me. Sometimes I just shove the Hoover
That's
against doors
clever.
That don't. Yeah, because it is annoying when they don't close.
Yeah, someone said, are you drying the underwear? I said, there's other ways to dry underwear, though. It's confusing. Someone also said, is it to keep out kids?
Okay.
And then another
to
person.
Keep out kids?
From the wardrobe,
to be fair,
I guess.
If my dad's jocks were over a wardrobe, I'm not touching that wardrobe.
That's actually very fair. That's a very fair point.
And another one was, are they covering a telly? I think they thought, because the shape, the way it was stretched across, it was like a perfect
square
rectangle.
Okay.
So I think they thought there was a telly behind. Some people did get the answer correct. And it was that my dad was stretching out the waistband of his jocks.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he says he needs more space.
Has poor Billy put on a few pounds?
He actually hasn't, but I think he's just, comfort is king at the moment.
I thought it was that he was drying them out. And I was like, that's a weird way to dry your boxers.
It is a very weird way. And not really great for multiple pairs of jocks.
But those suggestions were really clever. Like, is there something flashing in the cupboard? Is a genius one.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would do. I'd freak
to
out.
To cover it up. So basically, it was the waistband of the underwear was stretched across the two handles.
Yeah.
So you could just see, like, the two little leg holes in the front. It was quite confusing. And I realised that this is something he's been doing. systematically with all of his jocks.
Oh,
so that was just the current day's ones getting the treatment.
I need to actually try
and
this.
They're on rotation until they're all stretched.
Are they very? I thought jocks seemed like the comfiest things in the world.
I know
they are comfy, but some of them are way too tight.
Really?
Yeah, way too tight.
Get on the waistbands, on your hip, kind of.
Yeah, like just in the hip, going around the stomach area. Yeah. I don't know. They're just kind of.
Did you get a little mark?
You would, you definitely get a mark. You'd get an imprint mark. I probably have an imprint mark at the moment, do I? I don't know.
Oh, he's showing us.
God, he's showing us. Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
pulling down his jaw.
Joanne!
You have a mark there, like.
Yeah, I can see that. Jesus.
God, they wouldn't do well in thongs, these lads, would they?
No, they certainly would
they
not.
Wouldn't be able to cope with like a G-string, God help.
No, and
them.
It certainly wouldn't be blocking any light either if you had a thong stretched across.
That would be no good to you. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's just gorge.
I love it.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I think I prefer that bit over the actual lyrics. Like, the lyrics are great and all, but it's that bit that I
That's
love.
That's Aisling, yeah, by the way.
Yeah. You're ruining it on me a little bit, but it's
I'm
nice.
I'm enhancing it. And you know it.
What you're doing is the equivalent of when someone draws a picture and then draws the outline of it in black. And it's like a fully, really, really bold image.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of when somebody draws a graffiti tag on a piece of street art.
You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling, and it is back to college time. We're getting you organised all this week and last week too, giving you the chance to win yourself a €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher. It's very generous. I would absolutely have a field day.
I'd have a field day now, but imagine you were going back to college. Mm. I remember one of the lads bought a MacBook in college and we were just like, what are you doing?
That is elite.
That was a massive amount of, like, it was something we hadn't seen.
Yeah, I know.
It was crazy.
You also get bloody furniture in Harvey Norman as well.
You get loads of stuff. Yeah, tons. You can. Maybe get yourself a little sofa.
Yeah.
You know, for the 2 weeks where it's really, really warm in the country, I'd like to get a genuinely decent fan.
Yeah.
Like a proper decent Dyson fan.
You know where I'd be?
The bedding.
But we are talking about tech, and the technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help. They've all the biggest brands and the latest technology, from laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers, plus a whole lot more.
Yeah, technology. Sorry, you just read that line. But if you want to get your hands on fantastic technology prizes at Harvey Norman, then all you got to do is listen up. You have only three more chances, I think, to get into this grand finale to win that €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher. On Friday, we're coming to you live from Harvey Norman in Blanchardstown, 6th of September. Make sure you keep that in your mind.
Yeah, and then daily as well, to get yourself to the grand finale, you'll win yourself some deadly prizes along the way. Mark is on. How are you? What's the plan for the day, Mark?
Work.
What do you do for work?
I work in IT.
Oh, you work in IT.
Oh, this sounds about right.
Have you tried turning it off and on again, Mark?
Yeah.
Is that what you say
that's
all
the
day?
Go-to.
Yeah, I should be.
Are you like IT in a big company type of thing? Is everybody else calling you and for help?
I don't really do calls as such. I more manage databases.
Okay, very
telling
cool.
Telling people what to do. Yes. Okay, very good. Listen, would you be free Friday morning to join us at Harvey Norman and Blanche?
I'd have to be, yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Leave
unreal.
Those codes or whatever you do till later.
What would you be buying if you won that voucher, Mark? What would you get with a €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher?
Actually, interested to hear this from a tech guy's point of view. What would you be going for, yeah?
Probably a new TV.
Yeah, I was thinking a new TV or something. Something OLED. I don't know what that means, but it sounds class.
Being in IT, do you know the best TVs on the market?
No.
Okay.
He's just going to go with the biggest one.
As you can see, we have a completely warped sense of what IT is.
Yeah.
So we'll move on from that.
Listen, Mark, we need to play our 30-second college quiz with you. All you got to do is answer three questions correctly to win today's prize and join us in the finale on Friday. If only it was this easy to get yourself a degree. Today's college degree is linguistics.
But don't forget, it is the University of Spin, so it'll be incredibly easy, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Speak any languages, Mark, other than English?
No, and I speak English poorly.
I can tell. I'm only joking, Mark.
Mark, 30 seconds around the clock. Let's do this. Bonjour is hello in what language?
French.
Amazing. What do you put at the end of a sentence to make it a question?
A question mark.
That's it.
Question mark.
Mark.
What is the name of the book you look through for the definition of a word?
Dictionary.
Oh!
Get that with a
three for three. In 30 seconds, I will make a linguist of you yet, Mark. Congratulations. You are in the draw for Friday to win that €2,500 voucher when we are live from Harvey Norman in Blanchardstown. And he's also won something else.
Yeah, what have you got here now, Mark? The Lenovo Tab M10.
Ooh, unbelievable.
You've just won a tablet, Mark.
Congrats.
Oh, well, kids will love that.
Yes, they will.
You'll have to come and meet us on Friday to collect it, all right? We'll see you there.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Good luck, Mark. Have a great day.
Bye, bye. So we're running out of time on this. If you want to get yourself to the grand finale on Friday, potentially winning yourself that €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher, we'll give you a chance tomorrow. We'll give you a chance Wednesday
and Thursday.
Two more chances.
Only two more chances.
Oh, my God. Okay. We'll play at the same time tomorrow when the show will be with us after nine for your chance to win.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
You're with Emma, David, Ashling on Spin, and we're here with Now, where you can stream world-class entertainment. There's Sabrina.
That album is so good. I said it when it came out. I was like, it's all right, it's fine. And now, oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. You hate your words.
I did a bit of listening to it over the weekend as well. It might just take a little bit of getting used to it. Like, everything on a first listen feels bland.
Every first listen is kind of crappy.
Is Bedchem the song with the real filthy line?
It's the one about Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, I think so too.
Who's the guy in the white shirt with the thick accent.
Yeah.
And I love the lyrics from the song Juno as well. Essentially, if you haven't listened to Sabrina Carpenter's new album, you definitely should.
Yeah, we will be talking about it for the next couple of weeks.
We're all obsessed.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.